大家好，欢迎收看《美国观察》。特朗普总统还有民主党总统候选人拜登，星期四晚上在田纳西州的纳什维尔进行了最后一场总统辩论。来看报道。
这第二次也是最后一次辩论的举行，距离大选还有不到两周。第一个话题是新冠疫情。
It's a worldwide pandemic. It's all over the world. You see the spikes in Europe and many other places right now.
特朗普说，疫苗可能很快就准备好了。拜登说，对22万死去的美国人来说，为时已晚。
Anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America.
双方都指责对方腐败。特朗普显然是指拜登的儿子亨特在乌克兰和俄罗斯的商业往来。
All of the horrible emails of the kind of money that you were raking in, you and your family.And Joe, you were vice president when some of this was happening.
拜登否认了这一指控。
I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life. We learned that this president paid 50 times the tax in China, has a secret bank account with China, does business in China.
特朗普说，在中国曾经的账户不是秘密，他在全球都做过生意。他否认有新闻报道称他近年来缴纳了很少或者没交美国税款。
I prepaid my tax tens over the last number of years, tens of millions of dollars I prepaid.
辩论之际，正值美国安全官员警告外国企图干涉选举。
That Russia has been involved, China has been involved to some degree, and now we learn that Iran is involved.
特朗普表示，他已经在挺身对抗外国对手。
Because there has been nobody tougher than Russia, with between the sanctions, nobody tougher than me on Russia, between the sanctions, between all of what I've done with NATO. You know, I've got the NATO countries to put up an extra $130 billion, going to $420 billion a year. That's to guard against Russia.
一些分析人士表示，两位候选人表现都不错。拜登在90分钟结束时表现出色。
The question near the end where they asked him.What would your message be if you win to the people who didn't vote for you? And it was a unifying message that was against all the polarization and toxicity that we see in our politics.
梅耶说特朗普是苛刻的。
He knew what he wanted to do, which is stain Biden with this alleged scandal involving his son. And he, I think, landed some blows.
他认为没有明确的获胜者。他说这场辩论不太可能改变许多选民的想法。拜登在民意调查中处于领先地位，而现在的竞选集中在少数可以决定选战胜负的战场中，已有超过4000万美国人在先期投票期间投了票。美国之音奥萨利文洛杉矶报道。
在其他的重要消息方面，
美国总统特朗普周五宣布，经过美国的协调，作为非洲最大国家之一的苏丹将与以色列实现关系正常化，结束数十年的敌对状态。苏丹在成为特朗普政府斡旋下第三个承认以色列的阿拉伯国家。
I want to just congratulate all of you. The State of Israel and the Republic of Sudan have agreed to make peace. This is for many, many years they've been at odds, to put it nicely.And to normalize their relations.
白宫发表声明称，此举将改善区域安全，为苏丹、以色列、中东和非洲人民释放新的机会。特朗普还在本周与苏丹达成协议，如果苏丹向美国恐怖袭击受害者支付赔偿，美国将把这个北非国家从支持恐怖主义的国家名单中除名。此前，美国促成了以色列与阿拉伯联合酋长国和巴林之间的外交协定。
接下来我们一起去关注两则有关美中关系的短讯。来看报道。
美国司法部的一名高级官员称，中国帮助朝鲜转运商品，并且帮助朝鲜洗钱，以应对国际制裁对其造成的经济困难。10月23日，多家媒体报道了这个消息。司法部国家安全事务助理部长德莫斯在华盛顿智库国际战略研究中心说，朝鲜可能在网络技术和培训方面得到了中国方面的帮助。中国外交部发言人赵立坚在周五例行记者会上否认了美国方面指控的事实。今年三月，美国司法部指控两名中国公民为朝鲜洗钱1亿多美元的加密货币。 中国报告说，美国在中国附近海域上空的军事飞行活动激增。美军印太司令部发言人对美国之音说，美军在中国附近的飞行频率是一直不变的。据中国南中国海战略态势感知计划网站的数据，美国的军用侦察机九月份60次飞越中国沿海上空，超过7月或8月的飞行次数。分析人士认为，这反映出华盛顿正试图了解并遏制中国在争议海域的扩张。蓬佩奥本月早些时候指责中共使用剥削、腐败和胁迫的方式对待其他国家。
距离2020年的总统大选还有不到2周的时间，不过全国各地的选民已经从9月中旬就逐渐开始了投票。开源数据网站选举计划的数字显示，已经有超过4500万美国人给他们心仪的总统候选人投出了选票，远远超出了往年大选同一时期的投票人数。那么这些已经做出决定的选民是怎么看待今年的总统大选的呢？首先我们来看美国之音记者普雷苏蒂的报道。
It says indefinite voluntary departure. That meant I was never coming back.
丽塔·拉德早在1960年代初就随数千名无人陪伴的孩子离开了古巴这个共产党国家。他担心如果民主党的拜登成为总统，美国会倾向社会主义。
This flirting with socialism and with the leftist kind of thing or whatever, that's a big mistake for our country, a big mistake.
拜登是温和派，动摇不了拉德。拉德选择提前为特朗普总统投票，亲自交出选票。拉德在选举日前2个多星期投了票。有人说每天都是佛罗里达州的选举日，因为他比美国任何其他州都有更多的选民先期投票。像丽塔·拉德这样的200万佛罗里达选民都已经投票了。最近因中风病倒的麦克·维伯利没有放弃亲自投票，他拥护拜登。
He has a better idea of what's needed to get his country back on track, and that his policies are more inclusive.
全国各地的选民都亲自或通过邮寄方式打破了早期投票记录，造成这一局面的首要原因是新冠病毒。
Social distancing among some groups doesn't seem to be a standard fare, so again, that's why I'm doing absentee this year.
克里斯蒂安·约翰逊不同，他卖 T 恤衫宣传11月3日的选举日，那天他将投票给拜登。
Everybody's scared now. You got the coronavirus, you got this and that. You know what I'm saying? But you have to live too. You know what I'm saying? You can't be scared forever.Or live in a bubble forever.
特朗普和拜登在鼓励支持者应该何时投票方面有所不同。特朗普鼓励选民亲自参加大选日当天的投票，声称邮寄投票可能出现欺诈。
Be very careful, a lot of shenanigans going on.
来自拜登的不同信息是
You can still request your vote by mail ballot and do it as soon as you can.
从历史上看，共和党人更有可能提前投票，而今年不同。根据佛罗里达大学选举项目，早期投票的民主党人以2:1的数目超过共和党人。里奇·艾克斯纳为政治网站 cleveland.com 分析数据。
It seems like the intensity is higher than I've ever noticed before in terms of not only people voting early, but wanting to get their ballot in early.
维吉尼亚州也是如此，早期选民数目仅次于佛罗里达。
Yeah, I have to work today, but this is more important right now.
如果这种趋势继续下去，就可能意味着创纪录的投票率将远远超过2016年55%的投票率。美国之音普雷苏蒂，佛罗里达州迈阿密报道。
在紧邻首都华盛顿的维吉尼亚州，提前投票从1个多月前就开始了。美国之音今天就来到了维吉尼亚州的一个投票站，询问这里的选民对今年大选的看法和担忧。
Given that we're in a pandemic, of course, I care about our health as we kind of navigate this. And it's really important to make sure that we are being heard, we're being counted.
Strengthening our status as a country, you know, the fairness is, of course, we've always been fair, but maybe not as fair as we could be. So there's a lot of work to be done as well. But I think the strength of our country, the economy being strong, is a really good thing.
I guess some of the issues is opening up businesses back up, you know, because of the summer, I had to like drop some of my classes so I can help my parents pay the mortgage.
除了亲自来到投票站投票以外，选民还可以邮寄他们的选票，避免和他人的近距离接触。由于今年的新冠疫情，大量的选民选择了这种方式参与大选。根据网站选举计划的最新数字显示，今年到目前为止已经有超过8000万张邮寄选票被发送给选民。而在2018年的中期选举和2016年的总统大选中，每次总共都只有发出超过4000万张邮寄选票。今年的数字达到了往年的2倍之多。可以看得出来，除了今年选民热情高涨以外，疫情的确严重影响了他们的投票方式。在往年的大选当中，一般在选举日当晚就可以预测出哪位候选人赢得了大选。那么今年投票方式的巨大变化对大选结果的宣布时间会产生什么样的影响呢？为此，美国之音采访了专门研究选举法和选举流程的斯坦福大学法学院教授佩尔西利，他是这么说的
：On this election night, things are different because we might not be able to project the winner in the same way that we have historically, given the shift to absentee ballots. So, the question is, how big is the margin? Because we might be just as secure in predicting this election as we have been in the last few elections, if, for example, the margins in Florida or North Carolina, Maine and New Hampshire are pretty wide, in which case we'll know the winner on election night. But if it's a close election, we might be in for the long haul.
在过去的选举中，作假的选票虽有出现，但是数量极低，对选举结果产生不了明显影响。不过，今年对邮寄选票的大量使用，会不会在一定程度上加剧选票作假的现象呢？佩尔西利教授并不这么认为，他表示，更有可能大规模出现的是另外一个问题。
I don't think we're going to see large numbers of imaginary people who are going to end up casting votes.Or foreigners who are going to be casting it in the names of Americans and the like. What we will see is a lot of growing pains and difficulties in absentee balloting because millions of Americans have never voted by mail before. And so we should expect at least 500,000Americans will not have their mail ballot counted either because they handed in late or because there are other deficiencies in the ballot. The question is whether it'll be much more than that.
从和佩尔西利教授的采访中，我们看得出来2020年大选的确蕴含了多重未知因素，美国之音会持续追踪选情，做出最详尽的报道。以上是记者文浩和刘文明发自维吉尼亚州费尔法克斯的报道。
佛罗里达州的提前投票于10月19日开始，首日到达现场提前投票的人创下了纪录。来看报道，
在佛罗里达州的先期投票第一天就排起长队。佛州是关键的所谓战场州之一，在总统大选中可以发挥决定性的作用，因为它拥有大量的选举团票。赢得该州的总统候选人将获得29票选举人票，这是胜选总统路上的一大胜利。民意测验显示，民主党前副总统拜登略微领先共和党总统特朗普。
For the past 6 months, Biden has consistently been polling ahead of Trump, about 2 to 6% higher than Trump.
今年大选的激烈程度似乎正在促使佛罗里达州的人们以创纪录的数字尽早投票。
I've been a resident of Miami Beach for 25 years. My husband and I came here from New York City. And this is the most important vote of my lifetime. I'm 80 years old.My husband is 82, and this is so important. We wanted to be here on the first day. I am so glad there are so many people here.
I think early voting is like anything else. If you can beat the crowds and get it out of the way, then it's a good thing to do, because you never know what can happen in a week or 2 weeks from now on a personal scheduling basis. So if I had the time today, I decided to take advantage of it.
Well, I get up early anyway for my job, but I want to get it over with. Everybody needs to vote.I thought it'd be a mildly smaller line than it is, but I'll stay here till get it over with, and I'll go back to work.
专家预测，今年投票率将非常高，投票站外得排队。此外，已经有超过250万佛州人通过邮寄投出了选票。美国之音阿尼西莫娃，佛州迈阿密报道。
英国脱欧的过渡期将在今年年底结束。 很多专家预言说，英国脱欧之后的命运会和美国十一月大选的结果息息相关。
英国2016年投票决定脱离欧盟的第二天，当时的共和党总统提名人特朗普带着支持英国脱欧的信息抵达他在苏格兰的高尔夫球场。
People want to take their country back.
4年多之后，英国终于来到脱离欧盟的边缘。英国政府正在寻求和美国达成新的贸易协定，以促进经济发展。
Trump has been a supporter of Brexit, but I think the British government has realized by now from its trade negotiations with the US that there is no free lunch.The more that the UK wants in terms of access to the American market, the more it's going to have to give in terms of concessions on standards and the like.
尽管如此，布鲁日集团主席乌尔德斯说，特朗普获胜对正在脱欧的英国仍将是最好的结果。布鲁日集团的成员包括几十名支持脱欧的议员。
And there's one candidate in the US presidential election that is committed to having a good trade deal.With the United Kingdom, and that's President Donald Trump. So really, this is really important to the UK. It's not just a matter of political preference. Jobs and opportunities really does rely in the UK on having Donald Trump as the President of the United States.
但英国媒体本周报道说，约翰逊领导的保守党政府正在试图和特朗普民主党挑战者拜登建立关系。拜登曾批评英国脱欧，但他目前在民意调查中领先。拜登最近对英国发出警告说，如果脱欧导致北爱尔兰的和平陷于危机，和美国的贸易协定就免谈了。
The upside is, more predictability in the relationship and a more favorable view to transatlantic institutions like NATO. The downside with Biden is he has very strong links to the Irish-American community. Indeed, he springs from the Irish-American community himself. Biden would probably take a much tougher line with the British on their obligations in the withdrawal agreement and the Northern Ireland Protocol than Trump would.
一些温和的保守党议员，包括英国上议院议员芬克尔斯坦，都希望拜登获胜。
Well, I think it's very important for the sort of health of conservatives that a kind of more mainstream post-war republicanism was able to reassert itself against this sort of rather disturbing populist republicanism of Donald Trump. And his defeat, I think, will be part of the Conservative Party's rediscovery of those sorts of values.
在新冠疫情大流行的毁灭性冲击下，英国正面临脱欧的不确定状态。在英国试图在欧盟之外开辟新的路径之际，美国选举结果可能会对这个国家的前途发挥重要作用。美国之音记者李奇维尔伦敦报道。
美国大选日临近，德国的政策制定者也在等待大选的结果。他们认为大选结果会对德国还有欧洲产生重大的影响。
在德国，许多人认为美国总统在这里的重要性比在欧洲任何其他国家都高。德国是欧洲最大的经济体，驻扎着约36000名美国驻军，并且是美国在欧洲最大的贸易伙伴，贸易额高达2000亿美元。但是自从特朗普开始指责德国没有为北约国防支付其应得的份额以来，两国之间历史上的紧密关系就变得冷淡了。现在一些德国决策者对跨大西洋联盟的未来感到担忧。
For years with the United States, that is less about Europe, more about other things in the world, or less about protecting and being the guardian of the international order. This country, built on that order, is trying to understand and reposition accordingly to those changes.
特朗普今年决定减少驻德国美军人数的决定，使人们更加怀疑美国对北约盟国的总体承诺。
If America leaves and NATO is no more, I would see European frictions rising rather than the opposite, that Europe will come together. So we will have a very fractious and very confrontation heavy European continent.
悲观主义也不总是普遍的，极右翼的德国替代方案党对特朗普政府减少美国在德国军事存在的举动表示欢迎。不管下一任美国总统是谁，其他人都看到了新的机会。
It is not a result of the Trump presidency that the United States has set other priorities for themselves, which lie in the Asia Pacific, for example. And I think it is high time that the Europeans grow up and sort of.Emancipate themselves from that dependency on the United States.
许多柏林人都认为，无论横跨大西洋的结果如何，无论好坏，变革都即将来临。美国之音拉塞尔，柏林报道。
市里的音乐厅依然关闭的情况下，纽约爱乐乐团决定让他们一流的音乐家乘坐卡车在城市的各个角落里表演。来看报道。
由于新冠疫情大流行，纽约的音乐会演出场地仍然关闭，因此音乐家们在预防新冠病毒的同时将音乐会搬到大街上。纽约爱乐乐团成立已有178年历史，这是该乐团第一次让音乐家乘坐卡车上路，随机停车演奏音乐。经过几个月足不出户，音乐家们说他们很乐意为民众演奏。
You know, seeing the frontline health worker working so hard and save people's life, and I feel sad that I was not able to contribute. Instead, I could only.Be cowardly staying at home, which is a responsible thing to do. But I wish I could use my music to heal more people.
This first seemed like a disaster. Now it's turned into the most creative time, I think, in many years. So everybody comes up with new ideas how to make music in different places. And it came alive. It's amazing.
每次现场音乐会的时间和地点都保密，直到最后一刻才会揭晓，这是为了防止人群拥挤造成不安全。为了保护大家，音乐家只演奏大约20分钟的音乐，然后收拾乐器转移到另外的地点演出。歌剧演员安东尼·罗斯·科斯坦佐在家里闷了6个月，首先提出了这个想法。
Well, you know, there are all kinds of logistics involved, from the sound to the lights.To the bathrooms. Where are we going to go? What restaurants are open? So just in case, I like to have prepared a tent and a camping toilet, but we haven't used it yet. I think we have a bet on who's going to use it first.
一切都是陌生而又新奇的。演出利用卡车而不是大型舞台。歌剧演唱者戴着口罩，听众是穿牛仔裤和 T 恤衫的路人，而不是穿晚礼服和西装的听众。
Heard live music or heard singing like that in a very long time, and it feels surreal and it's really, really moving. I'm very grateful for like such high art, such extreme talent to just be on the street corner. It's very humbling.
We feel so lucky that we just walked out of the store and saw this wonderful performance.
What do you think?
I feel like New York is going to come back.
I think it's wonderful to have both the great halls and these individual connections. When we're in the Met, when we're in the New York Philharmonic, we don't see the faces. We don't see the tears in their eyes. We don't see the joy on their faces in the way we do here. And that can change how we make music. So we must have both.
一些音乐家预测，这将很快成为大苹果的新常态。当他们向惊喜和感激的观众告别时，他们保证某一天在某个街道会再次和观众相见。美国之音记者纳尔逊，纽约报道。
州图森市南面的一个原住民部落里，一个提前投票点的长期争端让当地人害怕他们的投票权被剥夺。
We've always been provided that form of voting, which is early, but according to them, you know, for us, they say there's not enough here, but there is a lot. We've boomed. We went from a few hundred living here on the reservation to a few thousand, and now we're over 6,000 members that live here.
提前投票的地点通常在选举日前一星期设立在帕斯夸亚奎保留区的广播电台，对许多老年人来说走路就走得到，而且在部落的交通系统里。但在2018年，皮马县的记录官员通知帕斯夸亚奎部落说这个地点已被取消，要考虑早期投票的其他取代方案。在皮马县记录官的官方网页发布的新闻稿说，替代方案包括联系帕斯夸亚奎内部官员，检查每个成员的选民登记，并制作广播广告和传单来宣布新地点和节日时间。在交通运输方面，他们建议采用类似优步的替代方式，成员可以提前打电话然后被接送到新的投票地点，但帕斯夸亚奎当局必须承担费用。
Because you're telling us that on the reservationJust go out there in Pima County and go vote at a library that is 8 miles away and deal with it. And not really understanding tribal sovereignty and not really understanding the law.
费利亚斯解释说，部落成员要去建议的新地点的话，他们得搭两趟巴士，来回各一小时。但有些长者不愿意在大流行病期间冒乘坐大众交通工具的风险。玛莎·伊里格拉是一名74岁的选民，也是帕斯夸亚奎部落的成员。伊里格拉说，从他符合资格开始，他一直参与投票，但今年他不确定自己的选择。
I used to just walk over there, but now I guess most of them have to drive. But like I said, my close friends from the center, they don't have transportation. They don't have vehicles to go anywhere.
对部落主席尤比西奥来说，争取把提早投票地点搬回保留区，不仅是2020年大选的问题，它关系到部落成员的未来。
And sometimes in this corridor, south of the state, closer to the border itself, sometimes we're forgotten. Sometimes they don't think there's enough of us here, like in the big places like New York or Los Angeles, and all. But there is a lot of folks here that matter. And for us, I think.That's what our community is looking at. What's there for the future? How are we going to educate our children? How are they going to grow up?
皮马县登记处在新闻稿里提到安全顾虑，上面说，在每一个提早投票地点，安全都是最重要的问题。这包括但不限于安全的选票储存、地点的安全以及安全的信息技术基础设施。皮马县记录官安罗德里格斯和他的领导班子在选定符合严格标准的地点之前，仔细考虑了许多投票站的可能地点。亚利桑那州从10月7号开始提早投票。皮马县记录办公室表示，在选举年要改变投票地点为时已晚，但帕斯夸亚奎部落拒绝放弃争取。他们希望直到投票日的前一周将投票地点搬回来。
好的。以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。